Because after that storm, he saw Jesus say, "Peace be still." He knew how to calm a storm. Now, Paul wasn't there. He was in Pharisee school, perhaps, at that time. But we see Paul said he was in several shipwrecks. He was in more than one shipwreck. But he told him not to go. But he had no skill to stop a storm. But he gave them wisdom and they survived it on broken pieces of the ship. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Your skills form when you study the Word of God and know Him. But if you don't know something, if you haven't taken time to learn from God, some things you may not know, and the enemy will be able to get an advantage, an unnecessary advantage against you. But if you pay attention to the Lord at this point with the information that's been given, the Lord can show you what's coming so you can avoid the storm, like I'm trying to get people to do. Some people are so distracted with their own greed that their focus is on getting money out of the people. And then they want to have the word, but their ministry is all messed up. If the focus is on getting the knowledge of God to the people, God will bless you. And you won't need to be begging for money and sending out appeal letters. You know, dry bone religion ain't worth a quarter. And then you're going to have to stand before the Lord and tell Him why you did all the things you did. Do it. Do whatever you do, do it well and do it right. Do it to God's specifications. I don't worry about taking care of me. I use my might, power, wit, and to do God's will. And God will give me what I need. I'm doing what He told me to do. And He gave me a way to ministry, to minister to people, and I'm doing it. Now, I need you to listen and use the tools that God has given. If this is blessing you, just let people know about it. You know, download the files to your cell phone and send it to others. Let people know about the web. Send them a link to the website, or just send them the website address. Now, I don't know how to do all the things that our children know how to do, but this website is running 24/7, and my desire is that people use it to spread the gospel. God loves us, and He wants our family to be strong. He wants us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, not weak and beggarly. He wants us to know Him and not be troubled by the wiles of the devil. Parents who raise their voice to get their point across, that becomes their children's future habit. But if you speak according to the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, that will become the expectation of your children and the way that they do. They never seen them. Children have never been married before. They don't know what it's like to be in a relationship. They don't know what it's like for two cultures to collide. And they're thrust into it. So what you have to do is give them the wisdom of God, and they'll have more to work with, and the chances of their success will be much higher. And see, when you speak loving words, you start growing in love. Your love for that person grows, and it matures. And when this happens, when this process happens, it's a beautiful thing. And it works. And God has something to work with. We need to give God something to work with. And he will work with. God is not lazy. He will use what we give Him to work with. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.